Today's readings are interesting ones. They seem to make prayer out to be something that is much different than we normally think of. We tend to have trouble understanding prayer. We tend to over-romanticize prayer and root it in our feelings as opposed to how prayer is presented to us today. For us modern people, we might see today's Old Testament reading as silly. Would an all-loving God truly allow his people to be slaughtered in battle because Moses' arms are not raised in prayer? Upon deeper reflection, we might be even shocked by the idea that Moses' prayers means the death and destruction of other people. But it also reminds us that prayer is not just a private event. This is public. This is work. Moses needs to help praying, and Moses' prayers help others and the Israelites to win the battle. This is a very practical understanding of prayer. It shows us that God does indeed use our prayers to bring about his good, and we need to support each other in our prayers. The gospel has Jesus lifting up a corrupt judge as an example of prayer. He actually uses the judge as an example of God. But really, what he's doing is trying to get us to see the necessity of prayer, that it should not just be at meals or at night, but that we should be very persistent in our daily prayers. We should not be afraid to bring our prayers to God, because in the end, God does hear them, and he answers them in his own divine way. However, the story ends with this phrase, "But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Jesus is lamenting the fact that most of us lack faith. We certainly receive the blessings from God, but we don't really act on our faith as often as we should. We only pray when we need something. Christian prayer is not about feeling. Christian prayer is an action. It's a work. It's essential work. We are called to do it. There might be times in our life when we get something from our prayers. There might be moments when we feel uplifted and close to God. But if that is what we root our prayer in, we will find that our faith will quickly wither and die. Prayer has to be seen as our work. It should be done every day. We should pray in thanksgiving every day. We should pray for others every day. We should pray for ourselves every day. We should petition the Lord for our things that are needed in this world every day. We should spend silent moments of every day with our Lord. We have to be practical about this. We are not monks, and the Lord does not ask us to have the prayer life of a monk. But the Lord does expect us to pray every day. We should be communicating with the Lord as much as we would any of our loved ones, perhaps even more. Because without this foundation of prayer in our life, everything else will be off. Our life should be rooted in small moments of prayer throughout our day. Whether we feel like it or not, it's our work to pray as Christians. It's our expression of faith. So let's work to call out to the Lord day and night, as Jesus suggests. And if we can do this, then we are assured that when we meet the Lord, he will see our faith.